Welcome to the call. Thank you for joining the Prophetic Deliverance meeting tonight. We're about ready to get started. Pastor Ruth, if you're all set to get started, we're all here.
Hello, hello, hello. Well, we are going to pray before we get started. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you this night that we invite the Holy Spirit. But before we are going to repent from all sins and unrighteousness, that way we are coming boldly to the throne of grace, and we are seeking mercy in the time of need. So we repent tonight, Lord God, and we ask you to forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. And as we close our eyes, I believe that's a form of surrender. We close out everything and we just meditate upon you, Lord Jesus. So tonight, Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. We welcome you just to lead us and to guide us. We welcome you to teach us. We welcome you to give us the information that we really ourselves doesn't know anything about it. But you, Holy Spirit, you're the one that knows all truth. You're the one that knows all the lies. You're the ones that know about the enemy. Before we even do, you know all things. You're the one that know how to give us strategic information, how to fight. Even though we won, we still have to stand in the clear that we won through you, Jesus. And as we go this weekend to celebrate your life, Jesus, that you rose from the dead, oh, Lord God, I pray that we are conditioning our heart right now. Lord God, we are so grateful to you, Lord Jesus. If it wasn't for you, Lord, when we die, we wouldn't even have life. We would have been doomed. But Jesus, I thank you that you put on that body and you came to earth in that body as a baby. My God. We're just celebrating you. We're just thanking you. Because in you we move and we do have our being. So certainly we can rejoice today that you're alive. You're alive and you're not dead. You arose on the third day. And before you went up to heaven with the daddy, with our dad, you gave us the keys to the kingdom. You gave us all right to dominate this earth. You gave us all right to dominate your kingdom because you declare, you give us the keys to the kingdom, to the heavens and to the earth. Lord, we thank you this day. And now we can say, as we bow before you, welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, 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 Holy Spirit. I pray, today's Thursday. My gosh, time's going by so fast. And I do pray that you're having a peaceful week, a week of joy and tranquility. I do pray that in all those confusion and all those, what you call turmoil and things that are disheartening, I do pray for you tonight, that your soul or your heart or your mind, your spirit will have rest, will have rest, will have rest, will have rest. that you won't get so tied down and beat up and feel lost. I pray. We had prophetic intercession on Monday. Tonight, I know it's not prophetic intercession. So I pray to God that, what are you doing, Holy Spirit? What are you doing? Do you understand that when we come here, we come to be in His presence and we come to hear from Him? We do not come to hear from a man. We come to hear from the Spirit, and everything that we do, we have to be led by our Spirit. Because the last time, not Monday night, but the last study that we had, he said the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Searching all parts, the innermost parts of our being. So that's why we want to be so different. When we are ministering by the Spirit of God. So it doesn't matter if you come and you put a subject together or you believe that the Holy Spirit is giving you information to release at a given time. It really doesn't matter when you come now into the presence of God, and when different elements are in that presence, you might have to change course. Because why? We are getting our information from the Holy Spirit, and He knows all things. Like, for instance, you may be able to go you're doing everything right. You're going joy, peace. But before you come online, or even before you go to bed, or even, all right, I say before you come online, things might change. And you said, you know what? I'm not even going to go tonight. But then you feel a urge, a nudge in your spirit. And you said, okay, I'm going to do it. So then you, in a sense, might change the atmosphere of how the Holy Spirit is going to lead. And because you might have a person who is very sensitive, wait a minute. One second, Shala Wosondo Laba. Rama Korea Baba. Itele Leba Yoshoria Bamba. I am an abusanduri de la Sande. So because you are sensitive to the Spirit, when that person that you come in and you are sensitive to the Spirit of God, that person will be able to pick it up, and then they may start ministering on the line that you may get a breakthrough. Why? Now we are in deliverance class, and it is prophetic deliverance. It is a supernatural empowerment with the Holy Spirit. Okay? All right. All the last time we were here, we talk about Romans 8, 14, Galatians 1, Genesis 1, 26, and we were talking about the spirit of man. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, and I really get out the phone at night, and I don't know about you guys, but it was so intense, even in my spirit. I meditate. I relax, and I was just meditating. And I was in awe. Do you know that when you read the scriptures, sometimes when you're reading, it may today it might mean something different to you than yesterday or the day after or even now. Why? Maybe based on the situation that you're going in, or maybe your intellect is getting wider and open to the Spirit, or maybe your heart is changing. I don't know, but I know for me, and I hear other people say that too, they may read a scripture at one time, and every time they go back over maybe the same scripture, they will get something even totally different from what they had read before. Why? Because that's how the Spirit of God works. Okay. Wow. Y'all gotta write this down, because there's going to come a time when we just need to have a breakthrough session. We just need to have a breakthrough session where the Holy Spirit just interacts with you guys while you're on the phone. So we're going to call it like a prophetic interaction. It's not going to be disruptive. It's very heavy. I'd love to move on. One second, guys. That individual, I want you to just send me a text. Okay, send me a text. Send me a text tonight, and I will basically call you tomorrow. Send me a text. You're weighing heavily on my spirit. So send me a text tonight. Send me a text. And then I'll agree with you in prayer in regards to those voices. You see, what's going on is demonic. And it comes with the spirit of oppression and depression. So you send me a text, and we'll pray about that. Write it down and see where you're getting on. I see where you're getting visions. And that's one of the things that I was talking about tonight when I wrote it down on my paper. For some reason, we were talking last week, the last time, about being led by your spirit. And then while I was writing things tonight, the Holy Spirit had me talking about dreams and visions. And then now I come here and I'm seeing you. So call me in the morning. Hallelujah, Father God. I thank you. I thank you, Father, that we are so subjected to your spirit. Lord God, I pray for your people that they will come with an understanding and a knowledge to know that you are a spirit. Knowing that you are a spirit. And those that worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. You are the designer of all good gifts. You bring it in by tidal wave. I see the wave coming in to situations tonight. I see supernatural wave. Do not give up. Do not give in. The supernatural is on you now. You have to understand. Sometimes we go through things before breakthrough comes. If you give in, you're not going to be able to entertain your breakthrough when it comes. You will be so tied down. You may not even be here, because you know what? The devil is coming in with all kind of ism and schism and tactics and tell you to go commit suicide, give you suicidal spirit, make you feel like you're the only one on the planet Earth that's ever gone through anything. No. We have a supernatural father. We have a supernatural daddy. This week, tomorrow is Good Friday. All right. El Shaddai. These are some of the names. Write it down. El Shaddai. He's the God Almighty. Persons, people, whoever it is that this is going to or want to hear this, he is your El Shaddai. He is the all-breasted one. He is your Jehovah Jireh. He is your Savior. I just opened up my book. He is your Adonai. You have to see him for who he is. You have to see him that he is your Adonai. He owns you. The devil can't do nothing to you. You have to just trust him. He is your Jehovah Jireh. What do you need from him tonight? What do you need? When you hear those voices, how do you interact? How do you counteract? How do you Doctor, Tondo, Sheke, yeah, Mama, how do you talk to those spirits and say you have to leave? How do you talk to them? Mr. Koriba. Miyatorikota. Are you spending time with the word? Iyunamata. Are you spending time with the word of God? Are you spending time with God? Are you spending time with Jesus? Are you spending time? Are you spending time? Are you spending time? Are you spending time? Mina Mane Shira Miku Dala Isi. Are you spending a Todaba? If I'm speaking in the spirit. Oh, Tarieto, if there's no interpretation in Koreanda, I'm building up myself. Do you understand? He is your Prince of Peace. He is your God of Peace. He is your Shalom. What are you going through tonight? Do you need Jehovah Rophi? Do you need him to be your guide? Do you need him to lead you and to guide you? Do you need a path? Oh, Lord Jehovah. Oh, Lord Jehovah. We are going to celebrate you tomorrow, God. We are going to celebrate. We are going to say Araboshi as a symbol that you went on the cross and you died for us. You gave up yourself for us. You gave up yourself for us. You went down to hell for us. We don't have to go through that anymore. We are free. You did it for us. You are our victory. We can cry, Abba, Father. Jehovah, El Shaddai, Adonai, Jireh, M. Kadesh, you sanctify us, you cleanse us, we are clean through you, we are sanctified through you. The enemy cannot come in because of you. No demon spirit cannot come in because of you. We are victorious because of you. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, they are mighty through God for the pulling down of all stronghold because of you. Because of you, because you live, we live. Because you live, we live. Because you live, we can go through the fire. Because you live, when the floodgate come to take us through the water, you take us out. Because dry land is right there. The last time we were here, I think it was March 23rd, I believe. I mean, don't quote me on the date. I don't have the date in front of me. My calendar changes. It's April now, April 6th, that I know. Well, the last time we were here, I think it was on the 23rd, I think. And we did talk about that we are a spirit. We did talk about that was the our spirit man inside of us, it the candle of the Lord. It searches all the innermost part of my belly. When you have a baby inside that belly, and when it comes out, you have to nurture that baby out of that belly. Whatever comes out of that belly have to be taken care of. It could be either good or bad. I don't care. But whatever is in that belly, you got to deal with it. The Father dealt with our inside. And he cleans up all the muck, all the worm, the germ, the everything that's deteriorated. I mean, all kind of word nastiness. He took care of it for us. But now we must lay at the feet of the altar and let the Spirit of God check us out from the inside, from the inside, from the inside. From the inside, we must be clean from the inside. We cannot go around living mediocre anymore. We are here for kingdom building. That is why I believe, I know it out of my, I didn't put it together. That is why I believe that the Spirit of God tells me, I want you to do prophetic deliverance. And every time we come in for the prophetic deliverance, he will give us different parts. You see, because in the prophetic, we're dealing with spiritual lifestyle. In the prophetic, it's not normal in the prophetic. In the prophetic, you have different areas in the prophetic. And one of them in the prophetic is knowing how to discern. So while we are out ministering deliverance, like we did, talk about the other day, we have to know how to discern. Another part of the prophetic deliverance is sometimes when you go to bed and you dream in the prophetic, you have to be able to know how to interpret. Sometime when you go out ministering, you'll have open vision. So you have to know the difference when you're ministering to individual, standing in front of individual, in front of one when you're ministering, and God starts showing you things, like I'm sitting here today and the Father starts showing me things. That is a vision. I am seeing a vision, a spiritual vision, and I'm seeing it, and my eyes are open. So, what do you want from him? You have to let him know what you want from him. You have to talk to him. The Bible says, you have not because you ask not. In other words, he's saying to you, ask him. He said, when you leave, you ask him. So you say, in the name of Jesus. You don't go to him and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that I have such and such. I thank you that the enemy has no power and no authority over me. I thank you before I can go out and to do deliverance on somebody that I am myself delivered. I am delivered myself. Before I go out, I am delivered myself. I break all legal grounds. You see, before you go out in spiritual warfare, before you go out to do spiritual warfare, because that's what you're being here. You are being trained how to be able to go out to be effective ministers in the prophetic realm when it comes on to deliverance. When you go out to become a prophetic person, or even a prayer person, or even an intercessor person, and you're going to be delivering somebody or yourself, you got to make sure you're delivered first. Every legal right that you give to Satan, it must be relinquished now. Every legal right, you cannot go. And know that you're being trained. You have to understand you cannot go out there and see somebody who needs deliverance, and you try to deliver them when you yourself need to be delivered. Listen to me. Once you give legal ground to the enemy, he is going to come in and he's going to raise havoc. He's going to make noise. He's going to bring confusion on you, your generation, your house. Let me tell you, if you don't know, don't go in his territory. Leave it alone. If you're anywhere and you see somebody that needs deliverance and you don't know how to do it, leave it alone. You know why? Those things can jump off on you. It happens all the time. I've been doing this long enough. I've been to Manchester, Hartford. I've been doing it long enough. And I've seen some things. If you cannot handle it, leave it alone. Leave it alone. You yourself need to have a breakthrough. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Psalms 115. Hallelujah. I'm going to use my phone because that Bible, I'm the Bible right now. I'm going to use my phone for my Bible tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you hear me praying in the spirit and if I don't interpret, let me tell you, I'm dealing with me by the spirit. I'm getting the insight for myself by the spirit, from the spirit. So, and I want to pray in the spirit because I want to be built up. I want the Holy Spirit to build me up. Psalms 115, verse 15. My Bible's on the Amplified. I don't want Amplified. I'm going to keep looking King James. I'm going to go to King James. Verse 15, the heavens, even the heavens. 115:15-16. You are blessed of the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. The Lord, it says, but the Lord, okay? But the earth is given to the children of man. So therefore, the earth is given to you. It was not given to Satan. Satan is looking at body, he and his cronies, that he can operate in. So if your body is not clean, he is going to come in and he is going to raise in your house, in your family. So tonight, we better quit playing church. Quit it. The devil know me, the devil know you, the devil know everybody. Jesus knows us even better. And another thing, we have the Holy Spirit living and reigning inside of us. And when I speak in the spirit, the devil does not know what I'm saying. So if you don't have a prayer language tonight, I urge you to ask the Father God to give it to you. Because that's one of the tools that you're going to use that the enemy cannot touch. Hey, hey. So the Satan is looking for her body. You cannot afford to have him use your body. So, number one, if those demons are looking for a body and you're available, and he comes in, oh, Lord, he is going, like I said, he's going to have control. And he's going to come in and try to mess things up. But because we want to be effective, we want to be effective ministers. We want to be able to cast out these demons. We want to be able, when we see them, we say, what you doing here? Back up, back off, back up, back off, back up, back off, back up, back off. And you let him have it. But before you let him have it, you're going to have to be cleaned up. What are some of the things that's keeping us from to be able that we can be effective before we go out there? What are some of the things that I have here? Unforgiveness, sexual sin, soul ties, religious, you hear about them religious spirits? Religious spirit. Oh, you can't, ladies can't wear pants. Ladies can't preach. Ladies can't do this. You can't put on makeup. Did you read the book? Did you read the Old Testament? When those people was leaving Egypt, did you read it? They took all the stuff with them. They were looking all pretty, moving from there with all the golds and the stuff. Look, my body is not going to go to heaven. My spirit is going to go to heaven. So don't worry about what I look like. My spirit, man, is who I am. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship him. Like he said, God is a spirit. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, I am a spirit. I have a soul and I live in a body. Do you know why we live in a body? We are living in a body here today to get the kingdom work done. That's why we're living in a body. Because if we're not in a body and we give up and ready to go, the spirit man gonna come out of the body. So why are you gonna worry about what people look like? So long as when they come into the service, God forgive, Lord of mercy, you don't want them coming in there naked. You want them to cover up. But my God, he ain't coming for nobody. The corruptible body have to put on the incorruptible. Don't you understand that? Religious people, judgmental people, bitter roots. You know what bitter root is? Oh my God, somebody did me something. I'm so bitter with them. I am not going to forgive them. I hate them. That's what we call bitter root in my country. I don't know what you call it in your country. Bitter, bitter, bitter about everything. What about the occult? Oh, people talking about, oh, they horoscope. Your horoscope? Witchcraft? Obia? Negro mindset? And you talking about you're going to try to go out there and try to run evil spirit off of somebody? Spirits don't have no body. That's why they're looking for your body and my body to live in. But once you know that 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 you know, the enemy has no power and no authority over you. God is ready for you. He is ready for you. Now the enemy is no match for you, because what? God himself is living inside of you. And you could say, I am free. I am free. I am free. So you have to break all those legal ties, all those legal grounds that the enemy have on you. Do you know what it is? Tonight, write them down on a piece of paper. Go right back into your generation. Write them down. Do you know what those legal grounds are that the enemy comes in and try to come in and try to raise havoc? Do you know those legal grounds? Write them down on a piece of paper. Write them down. Religious ties, sexual sin, unforgiveness, bitterness, judgment, vows, curses, and axes that you put on other people and you put on yourself. Write them down, because they have to be denounced. They have to be destroyed in the spirit. You got to denounce them. You got to repent. And when you repent, you turn from your wicked ways. You have to repent. You have to repent. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 10. Like I said, oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. I hope you're writing these scriptures down. Hope you do. Or go over back to, okay, 7, verse, let's see. I got to go back in. 2 Corinthians. Glory to God. For godly sorrows work at repentance. So that means when you go to the Father, you have to go in. You have to go in sincerely. Go in with a sincere heart. going, let the Father know that you are repenting and you mean it, and you're going to turn from your wicked ways. That way the enemy has no grounds on you. So what you sin before you come here tonight? We're repenting right now. For godly sorrows worketh repentance to salvation. Let's see how this sounds in the Amplified. Because sometimes the Amplified needs to be touched. I'm going to touch out the Amplified and see what it says. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. For godly sorrow that is in accord with the will of God produces repentance. Did you hear that? So you go to God. You go to God and you cry out to God. Whatever is in his will, whatever his word said, that is what you are going to talk to him about. Say, Father, like say you're doing something wrong. Father, I change my mind. I change my heart. You change my peace. You change whatever you want to say to him. I'm changing. I'm turning. I'm turning, God. Forgive me. But you mean it. You mean it. You got to be like David. David was a man of God heart. You know why? Because he had a repentive spirit. Ask him to forgive you. That's what you do for repentance. You ask him to forgive you. You ask him to forgive you. And Lord God Almighty, once you ask him to forgive you, my God, you renounce it. You renounce it. You renounce that sin. You renounce that sin, Lord God Almighty. You renounce it. Because when you renounce it, what it's going to do? Those demons have to leave your bloodline. It have to leave your bloodline. Those spirits that come in agreement with the spirit that you had before, they have to go. The spirit of divination have to go. Demonic spirit have to go. Whoever you give legal ground have to go. Why? Because you denounce it. You denounce it. You got to denounce it. You got to call it out. And every time they try to come back, you said no. Write down the date. Write the date down that you denounce it. Write it down. Write it on a piece of paper. I resist you. I resist you. Put it all over your house if you have to. Put it in your car if you have to. Remind yourself. You got to break it off your bloodline. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about your generation. You got to cover them with the blood of Jesus. Remember, tomorrow is Friday. That's Good Friday. Jesus went on the cross. Remember the blood of Jesus. My bloodline need to be out. You know, you come from Jamaica. I don't know where you from, but I'm going to tell you one thing. Them people down there, all my family members, that's all I hear them talk about. Oh, somebody obey me. Somebody put witch upon me. That's all you can hear. And I strongly believe it's because of our ancestors. They believe in all kind of spiritualism. My mother told me, as a matter of fact, one of the things that I was going through, and Jesus came and was talking to me about me and myself, before I go ask my mama for verification of all this, what the Spirit of God was telling me. Hey, let me tell you, my mama took me on a hill. And they said they put something in my head. Because they want to run an evil spirit off of me, because she couldn't have her babies. She couldn't keep her babies. But bless the Lord, oh my soul. An angel or somebody come to her in her room and tell her to call me what to call me. So she called me by that name, Ruth Elizabeth. Ruth Elizabeth. You can talk to God. You can talk to him. You can have open vision, like I told you. I get open visions a lot. You can too. I am no different from you. We are no respecter of person. I have open vision. You can have open vision also. Yes, you can. If I can have them, you can have them. Don't let nobody tell you no different. So, your bloodline needs to be cleaned up. And who is going to do it? You're going to do it by the Spirit. You're going to go in and you're going to tell the enemy, take your hand off my family. I break that family bloodline. I break witchcraft. I break those statues. I break those fires. I break those candles. I break it. I break it. I break it. I break it in the Spirit. I break it in the Spirit. My bloodline got to be clean. My bloodline got to be delivered. Alcoholic spirit got to be broken. Overeating got to be broken. Sexual spirit. Oh my God. Nicotine, cocaine, reefer, all those things in the bloodline got to be broken. Sexual sin got to be broken. Lying got to be broken. Criminal activity have to be broken. Poverty got to be broken. Family disorder have to be broken. We're taking authority. Bloodline, bloodline, blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Her bloodline. My bloodline. I'm calling out my bloodline. Whatever the enemy comes in and try to do to my bloodline, I'm taking it back. I'm taking back my life. I'm binding the spirit of rejection. Rejection cannot come in my life. I break it, I bind it. Any kind of calamity, any kind of destructive force, I break it, I bind it. Any kind of evil spirit lurkings around me, I break it and I bind it. My bloodline must be free. My bloodline must be free. My bloodline must be free. My children must be free. My children must be free. They must be free. They must be free. They must go over and not under. Shikuraba, anywhere they go, they must accomplish good things. My bloodline. My bloodline. I renounce it. I renounce it. I renounce the spirit of rejection. I renounce divorce. It will not continue in my family. You got to talk about it. You got to let the enemy know that I am saying tonight, you are defeated. I have the keys to the kingdom. Jesus gave it to me. He gave me the keys to the kingdom. You're not in charge of me. My grandmother, I remember one time, my little grandbaby, he said, I talked to him, he said, you ain't in charge of me. Oh, come on, little boy. Oh, baby. Oh, Jesus, you're not in charge of me. You know why? Because I'm a disciplinarian. And he must be like, you're not, he must go talk to somebody. And they told him, look, she's not in charge of you. So he come back telling me, you're not in charge of me. But you know what? Train up the child the way they would go or the way they should go. Yeah, and that's what I do. I'm in the army with my little babies. Oh, yeah, they were in the army. Then what you do? Then what you do after that? What you do after you renounce? Oh, kalabo shande, what you do after you renounce? After you renounce, what you do? After you renounce, what you do? You confess. Let me look in my book. Thus, I have some stuff written down. You confessed. The Bible talks about it in James, Umalikisha, James 5:16. Let's go to James 5:16. You confess. You confess. Woo, glory, hey, my city. It's Jane 5:16. I have written down. I hope it's right. Therefore, confess your sins to one another. I'm going to come out of the amplifier unless I have to. Confess your sins to one another. Ain't that something? And none of us want to talk to each other. We can't even go talk to somebody in the church. As kingdom citizens, you talk to somebody and everybody know your business. Nothing in confidence, nobody. You can't. But this one here, say, confess your faults one to another. What is your fault? I got so much. I can't have to tell you my faults right now, but I got so much that I could write down. One to another, it says. And pray one for another. So therefore, somebody going to call me tomorrow because we're going to pray about something for the Father showing me something. That you may be healed. So you're going to heal when we confess our faults one to another. We need to have a sacred place where we could come together and where we could talk. And it's a confidential stuff. Ain't nobody knows. And we just talk one to another. That's what it says right here. We need each other. We got to build up each other. That's what it's saying right here. Yes, Lord. I just hear in my spirit, we're not a wall by ourselves. You know what a wall is? I'm passing down my ear right here. And the houses are not built the way they used to build before. Before I noticed that they used to put up the houses and they used to make the ground settled for a while. Now they just knock down these trees and they start building house. There's no good foundations anymore. But we are for foundational people. I'm telling you, we need each other. We need each other. We need each other. We need each other. And we just got to be genuine. You know what I mean? People talk to you, keep it in confidence. That someone can come and talk to you. And don't have to be fearful that their conversation is going to be all over. Jesus. Confession. So we confess our sins. We're doing all this because we want to be fit for the master's use. And we want to make sure that when we go out there, that we are covered in the blood of Jesus. And that way the enemy cannot laugh after us. Paul, I know. Peter, I know. Let me get that scripture. He said, oh, sure, cool me. Scripture on Paul, I know. I'm using my phone, okay? You could use that too. I'm telling you, people. All I know. I'm coming. All I know. Acts 19:15. Read my Bible. He said, he is faithful. He said, he's faithful. I just, the words that I just spoke in the spirit, he said, I tell you that he is faithful. He said, he is faithful. Our daddy said to us, he is faithful. Who need to hear that? He is faithful. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Daddy. I love you, Dad. I love you, Daddy. I thank you for loving me. And the evil spirit. These are when the guys was out there, okay? And they're talking about they're out there. And these out there trying to, you know, I don't know what they're trying to do. I don't know what they're trying to do. But I want you to read Acts 19 for yourself, okay? I want you to read other people's out there trying to mimicking and trying to do what Paul did. Okay, so here go the spirit. Here go the demon. Jump off on them. Lord Jesus, I tell you, this is so cute. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus, I know. Hey, and Paul, I know. But who are you? Who are you? And the man in who, let me tell you, do not go out there and not clean. You know what? We got to clean up ourselves, okay? Now listen to what happened next. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on the, oh my God, that mean them demons. Fly out of the man and jump on the other person. I have seen where people go out and minister and demons talk to them. Okay. And spirits jump off of somebody and jump on the other person. I remember I was ministering in Manchester, and I leave and I went home and I had a terrible headache. Oh God. My head already hurt. And I'm like, I was praying. I'm like, Lord God Almighty, why my head is hurting? And it was like, boop, 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 boop. That's all my head was hurting. Boop, 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 boop. Like intense. And the person that I was ministering with at a given time after that incident in Manchester, we went out to a home. It was about like three of us went to the home. And when I went to the home, we prayed. And, you know, don't you know evil spirits are even in glasses and all them stuff? I'm telling you, I got people that could talk, then they could let you know. When we entered into this lady's house, and when I looked up on the wall, the picture frame on the wall, more than one picture frames with an S, start falling down off the wall. Wow. Then I'm like, So I took the lady in her washroom and we started talking by the spirit. And the father was showing me everything from the wall to her bathroom, her washroom, and her kitchen. Deal with that, went home. I still had my headache. Saturday come again, I went to go minister. And this one man that I had prayed for last week, Saturday, because we used to have healing school on Saturdays. This man that I prayed for, come down. I believe my headache had gone because I had called my daughter and said, you got to pray for your mommy because I don't know what's going on with my head. So my headache kind of left a little bit. When I went down to church that Saturday, that man come down in front of me. And when he come back in front of me, the headache come back. I said, I said, back up, and back up. And that's when the Spirit of God started talking to me about the man. And God showed me the man was so sick, high blood pressure, heart was like, his heart was racing, boop, 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 boop. Just like how my head was going, that's how his heart was going. I told him, you better go to the doctor. The man went to the doctor. If he didn't come to that meeting, that man would have been dead. Well, he died a couple of years later, maybe about 20 or 15 years later. But he would have been dead. A couple weeks after I see him there, maybe he would have dropped dead, maybe about a couple of days. Let me tell you. Confession, repent, renounce, and then you have to forgive. I know a lot of us don't like the forgiveness part, but no ministry can work without love. None. Anybody tell you any different? Fine. You can believe it. No ministry can work without love. None. And one of the things here says love forgives. 1 Corinthians 13. It says charity, but it means love. Okay? I have scriptures here for forgiveness. Mark 11, 25 to 26. We went over for 5 minutes and then I have to. Mark 11, 25 to 26. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mark 11, 25 to 26. You got to forgive. You got to forgive. I urge you to take your Bible out in your quiet time and look 1 Corinthians 13 over. And I think at the end of that little part about the love scripture, he said, man, I don't care what you do. You could even burn your body. I'm not even going to go over to the scripture. You're going to go look at it for yourself. Because too long, we sit around and let somebody tell us what's in the Bible. You got to go find it for yourself. 1 Corinthians 13, just go find it for yourself. Forgiveness is the key. It's the foundation of all your little ism and schism. Love. Okay, so Mark 11. Matthew, Mark. Mark 11, 25. Listen to this. And when you stand praying, so here we are, stand praying, comma, forgive, comma. If you have aught, which means if you're having a problem with anyone, it says with any, and I'm saying anyone, you must remember, I'm paraphrasing this, that your Father also wishes in heaven, the one who sent his Son that died on the cross for us, and we're going to celebrate that tomorrow. He forgave you of your trespasses. Whatever you have done wrong, whatever I have done wrong, he forgave us. But if you do not forgive, neither, that means your Father, he's not going to forgive you. He's not going to forgive you from your trespasses. Tonight I urge you, to forgive. I urge you to go to the floodgate and repent. I urge you to stand at the gate and confess. I urge you to renounce everything that is not of God in your life and say, Father, forgive me. Forgive me, Father. Forgive me that I may be able to repent. That I may be able to repent and to turn from my crooked and wicked ways and everything that needs to be renounced in my life. In my generation, that Almighty God, as I confessed and as I forgive myself from doing those things, because Father, I know the one of the things that I had to do, because sometimes, even though you forgive us, we still hold on. So I'm going to forgive myself for not trusting you and not believing in you, that once you said you forgive, it is forgiven. And now, Father, oh, precious Holy Father, I forgive every single person, everyone that has committed treason, lies, anything that they have done in my life, in my generation life, hurt, pain, grief, every person that did me wrong, I don't care what they did. The ones who are even dead, the ones who are even dead, the ones who are alive. I forgive them tonight. I forgive them tonight. I cry out to you, Father, and I forgive them. I forgive them tonight, Father. I forgive. Because once I do the above, the repentance, the renounce, the confession, and the forgiveness, I am equipped now and I am ready to do combat. I am ready to stand in the gap for not only for my generation, but for my neighbors. Not only for my neighbors, but for my city. Not only for my city, but for my state. Not only, Lord God, for my state, for my country. Not only for my country, Lord, but for the nations of the world. Lord God Almighty, it may not seem easy, but in you I move and I have my being in you. Certainly there is no other God beside you. So tonight, I say, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. As I bow before you, I say, welcome. Welcome. Now, Holy Spirit. May God bless you. May God's face shine upon you. May he give you peace where there's no peace. May he give you joy where there's no joy. I will trust the Lord at all times. I will trust him. I will trust him. I will trust him. I will trust him. I thank him for everything. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I am 2 years today, 2021. I basically died in the hospital. But God, and while I was going, I would just say, praying in the spirit. I was just praying in the spirit. And when I was coming out in front of the nurses in the hospital, I would say, resurrection power. Resurrection power. Resurrection power. I say, resurrection power to unite. I say, that the power of the Holy Spirit Resurrect your being from the inside out. May the grace of God, and may the power of God, and may the fire of the Holy Spirit come now and ignite you this day, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name, have a blessed resurrection weekend. And I will see you on Monday night. If there's any changes, I will let you know. I do have some announcement, but I have to talk to administration before I give out this information. That way we're all on the same page. Have a great night.